just a very quick intro. Sorry for the whispery. It's about 7 o'clock in the morning. I got a little bit overconfident with the editing, got ahead of myself, and now I haven't left myself enough time to maybe do all the polish I'd like to have, but rather than this episode being really late, I thought I'd put it out now. So, without further ado, on with the show.
Hello!
Wait for me to open. I go first.
Hello! How you all doing?
Hey, up, everyone, how you doing?
Welcome to another episode of Chimpians UK.
Shush.
Well, I'll let you introduce yourselves then.
Okay. Hello, I'm Scott. I'm playing Fadak, who is a Southern Irish warrior of sorts. Uses his mystical tattoos to power his abilities. That'll do for me.
Right. Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm playing Jim. And he uses his mind over matter.
And I'm Mark, the GM. So without further ado, we'll get on. We're a bit short of time, so... And I apologise if I'm sniffing all the time. I'll try and take most of that out when I edit.
But... It's the glue.
Yeah, Evo stick all the way.
Ooh-hoo.
Cooey.
We've already done the introductions. Get on.
So, yes, a very brief recap then. So, yeah, Jim and Fadak work for MI7, which is the British metahuman wing of the intelligence service. You went to interview a soldier by the name of Damien Smith due to some very strange transactions in his account, which MI7 suspected was him selling military secrets, which it turned out to be, although only some logistical movement of foodstuffs, etc. You went to the drop-off point where he'd been exchanging information, followed the skinhead who turned up to make the drop-off, back home, and while Fadak knocked him about a bit, Jim mind raped him, which left with a few bits of information that he worked for a food company called Findle Foods, which was primarily populated by, well, populated, is that the right word? The majority of the employees have rather far-right tendencies and are part of a group called the Children of the Empire, including the owner of said property, and their headquarters, if you like, is actually a gym, which is based on the same sort of industrial unit just outside of the city. And you were on your way there, I believe, if I remember rightly.
Yep.
That's correct.
So unless there's anything you want to do before you sort of arrive, then we'll jump straight in. But if there's anything you need to pick up or whatever, then please shout up.
Nope. We're happily on our way.
So, yeah, Jim and Fadak find themselves on, yes, a small industrial estate, if you like, the outskirts of town. Which name escapes me.
Lowestoft.
I get it wrong every time. Lowestoft. I keep wanting to say Loughborough.
Can if you want. Loughborough by the sea.
Obviously, you know, it's now about 7:30, 8 o'clock in the evening. So the industrial estate isn't, it's not dead by any means, but, you know, because there's still industrial units where people are still working, but it's quiet, and you find yourself sort of stood across the road using whatever form of transport you did to get yourselves here.
Bus.
Well, no, you'll have a vehicle. I'll let you choose your vehicle, if you like.
Can you drive, Fala?
Yeah, of course I can drive.
Yeah. Basic human skills, we sort of assume you have. So you find yourself stood across the road from another industrial unit that's been turned into, you know, from Skinhead's mind, a gym. The unit's pretty plain. The only thing that gives it away blazoned across the front of it is Mosley's Gym on red background, but the O is a white circle with a blue centre and a white lightning bolt travelling through it, Mosley.
Mm.
And it has two clear glass doors leading into it through which you can see part of a reception area. So, yeah, in the reception area, and I know you can't see very much of it at the moment, you can see there's a couple of couches and various what would appear to be gym bunnies knocking about. Couple of women, couple of blokes. You do notice, though, that the men, although they're all sort of wearing gym-type things, the men are either shorn, you know, shaved heads, or, you know, shorn really short. One of the women has quite, you know, short hair, and the other one has, like, a shaved head with just, like, a fringe of hair at the front sort of coming down to her eyes. And, yeah, at the back of, you know, the back of the reception area, you can see there's obviously a little office with a, what's the right name for the opening where you would, you know, do your transactions or whatever. And could you just roll me a quick perception as well?
Made it by 2.
So I made my perception by 3, 6.
Wow. So Fathak, yeah. You can see in that sort of, you know, there's like a little office area at the back of the reception. There's a guy sort of leaning over the, you know, the counter in the wall, chatting to, you know, the people in the reception. But you notice in the back, Fathak, the back of that sort of area, an oldish guy pacing sort of backwards and forwards, you know, just seemingly having a conversation on the phone, you know, just idly wandering around. And sorry, an older suited guy, you know, he's not in gym type things, he's in a, you know, some right. sort of business suit.
Well, I'm.
Is that him in the purple robes?
It is, yes. Yeah.
I'd be invisible at this point.
Oh, okay. You're invisible.
I can't afford to be attacked.
I'll say to Jim, I'm going to see if they'll take any new members today.
Okay. Well, we can mind link, can't we? Even though I'm invisible. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just if he's invisible, we can't. Yeah. Or did you say we could anyway?
Well, it's meant to be line of sight.
Oh, right.
So you have to be able to see him, but you can... You've got mind scan as well, haven't you?
Hmm.
Which allows you to detect minds in an area.
He's invisible to that.
It's my yeah.
Oh, he's invisible to mental effects. To yeah, so no, you won't be able to... He's invisible, you won't be able to communicate, no. Unfortunately, his defences stop that, yeah.
Yeah, but he's visible at the moment, so I can talk to him. I'll just tell him I'm right behind him.
As you enter, Fathak, the people in this area, so there's two women and there's three blokes. They're all sort of, you know, idling about, passing the time, as it were, chatting away. As you walk in, all eyes turn to you and silence just falls over the area.
I'll look behind me.
I'll look behind me as well.
What a warm welcome. So is there like a reception desk?
Yes, so if you... Yeah, it's directly opposite the door.
Okay. Yes, yeah, so I'll head over to the reception desk.
Yeah, so... You see, yeah, there's another shaved-headed bloke behind the reception desk. Well, they're all gym bunnies. There's no one here that's, you know, an 8-stone weakling or anything.
Yeah.
But he's quite heavily built, but he's quite squat, short.
Right, okay.
Dense rather than big, if you see what I mean.
Yeah. It's got some bulk. Looks like it's been squashed.
Yeah. And yeah, he just watches you as you come over.
Evening.
Well, I think... I think you're in the wrong place. This is members only.
Oh, is it? So, are you taking on new members?
Just roll me a perception while you're... Oh, and Jim, where are you? Are you still directly behind him?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
yeah, you can
roll a perception. Is that the reception desk there?
Yes, yeah.
On it.
So, yeah, I've made my perception by one.
And I'm on it.
No, we're not.
Yeah. Okay.
And then you hear a voice behind him go, I need to speak to them first. Oh, okay. Well, maybe we are.
Speak to them.
And shrugs and steps back. Oh, no, I need to speak to him first. Sorry, that's me. That's the GM misspeaking. And that older gentleman who'd been prowling around in the background sort of comes forward. Short hair, but, you know, sort of longer on top. Mm-hmm. Grey beard, sort of a grey checkered business suit, tie, you know, three-piece suit.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. We've been expecting you, he says, and glances at his phone as he puts it back in his pocket.
Now, this is service.
What do you want?
Well, what's your monthly fees? I'll say. I'm going to look around the place. Is there anything else I can see?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, as you, where you stood, yeah, you can see there's a corridor opens up to your left. Yeah, I mean, you can see doors to what looks like locker rooms and that sort of thing. You've been talking to one of my employees. He said you may be on your way.
I talk to a lot of people. I'm going to start walking down this corridor.
Don't force our hand, please.
I'll stop where I am.
Just have a look at the facilities. I say from around the corner.
So, yeah, you sort of come around the corner. It's just like a partition wall to separate what must be. You can hear the sounds of, you know, from those doors that you can see to the left that are open. You can hear the sounds of, you know, like of a gym, you know, weights being lifted.
Yeah.
Jim, yeah, you see this old chap just looks exasperated, looks into the reception area, and everyone's looking at him, you know, sort of obviously waiting for some sort of instructions, and he just taps the guy behind the counter on the shoulder and, you know, nods.
I'm going to
towards where Fathak's gone.
Send out a sort of feeling of unease. Would that be mind control then?
Yes, it would be, yeah.
That's only 5d6. Fucking fire. 10.
So yeah, you reach it, you know, you push out the feeling, but you know, you feel it. You yourself are feeling a bit on edge, and you know, you realise that maybe your heart's not quite in it at the moment. But yeah, you see that squat, you know, the shortish guy who was behind the counter, you know, starts to head towards yeah, a door to his right, towards where Fathak is. Just roll me a perception as well.
Yeah, beat it by 6.
Yeah, you see as he starts to walk, you know, sort of reaches into it, you know, his jogging suit bottoms, pulls out a pair of gloves, starts pulling them on as he as he heads down there. Fathak, yeah. What are you doing at the moment?
I'm going to tell him. I'm going to say, Fathak, he's coming behind you.
No, nor is Jim. Okay, so he's heading down that way.
So, yeah, you glance into the gym. So, yeah, you see there's maybe 6 or 7 people in the gym at the moment, you know, doing on various gym type things. And, yeah, the general look of them seems to be very similar to those in the reception area. There seems to be a lot of short hair and tattoos and
right. It's the right wing Rocco.
And yeah, as you glance in there, that the door to the reception area opens, and this sort of squattish, probably about 5'5", 5'6",
yeah,
guy comes out, and he just goes, "On your bike."
I see you've put your gloves on. You're going to spot me for a few reps then.
On your bike.
I'll step into the gym.
Where is it? Where is the bike?
Boss! And you hear that old joke goes, deal with it. as you step into the gym, you know, you hear that. So he's not going to get surprised on you, but he does. You hear him move up behind you quickly.
Okay. Yes, I'm going to prepare myself. So I start tracing my tattoos.
Poor bastard. Yeah, what's your speed? When do you act?
So I act in 3, 6, 9, 12.
What's your dex?
My dex is 20.
So yeah, you trace your tattoos. What powers are you turning on?
So I'm tracing my Fomor's hide there to give me armor and the heart of the Fomor as well to give me some strength. So that's a 2d6 aid.
Yeah, roll your aid.
So my strength goes up by 12.
Yeah, you get 12. It effectively gives you 12 character points, doesn't it? So however much strength is it? Strength's not very expensive, is it, I don't think?
So that gives me like strength of 27.
Oh, right. So its strength is one character point per point, is it?
It gives me strength of 27, which equates to 5d6. It is a point per point.
Yeah. Oh, right. Cool. Cool. I knew strength was fairly cheap. It's cheap. I didn't know if it was 2 or something. Nice. So, yeah, you feel the power of the Fomor rush through you.
Yeah.
And you get to act first, so...
So, I'm going over to these weights that you're here.
Yeah.
And, I'm picking up a bar with weights on.
Yeah, so you just grab up a bar. Yeah, you're not going to make me work out bloody combat for weapons, are you?
No, I'm going to, because I'm basically going to ignore him.
All right,
And start training.
So, yeah, he comes up behind you. I warned you.
What do you reckon's on here? What, 80 kilos? That's nothing this, is it?
And he swings at you.
Yeah. DCV is 7.
7? Nice.
Mm-hmm.
He might miss you.
I hope he does.
Oh,
boy, it's...
But no, he does. But it's close.
So my PD at the moment, so that's half of that, so that's 12 plus, so 17 PD.
Fucking crap bastard. He does 6 stun and 3 body.
Yeah.
As the blades in his gloves skit up your back, which doesn't go through your defences, I imagine.
Not at all, no. So, yeah, I'll go, do some reps. Yeah. I turn around to him. No, is that a warm welcome for one of your newest members?
He looks shocked.
And I punch him.
You both go on the same segments, so until Jim wants to jump in, we'll just keep bouncing between you and him.
I'm going to move. Okay. I'm going to move. I'll use a stealth through to here, even though I'm silent anyway.
Yeah, that's fine. And your invisibility is to sight, sound, and touch, isn't it?
Yeah.
So yeah, people just seem to move away from you anyway. So, Fathak.
Yeah, so I go, drop this bell, bar, and try and punch him. DCV 8.
Yeah, you hit him easily.
Okay, so he's lucky that I haven't got my brass knuckles on. So that's 5d6, 7d6. So that is 8 body and 24 stun.
Oh, man, we got knocked back.
He's going to go through that partition, isn't he?
Yeah.
I'm just standing there so I can see both sides of that partition, see if anybody's...
Not back. So, 2d6 tracks it from the mountain body, rolled from the attack. No, no, 2d6 minus 8. So, no, not back.
Yeah, no, not
right, back. Yeah.
But you give him a good, damn good belt. He doesn't go down, yeah. though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he tries again to swing at you. I don't think there is very much point, but... And you notice that, you know, people in the gym had just turned around to watch the fight. They hadn't gone to intervene or anything. But when you just shrug off his attack and then belt him back, you can feel the unease in the people around you. He just tries to hit you again. He does hit you. But again, I don't think he's going to do much damage, if any. Oh, for fuck's sake. 6 body, 12 stun.
Nope.
Lands a really solid blow, scraping up your chest, but it just doesn't penetrate your defences. You know, you're... And again, you know, his eyes widen even further as he goes, I need some... fucking hell. I need some help in here.
I'll stare at him, yeah, and... shove my hand in my jeans pocket, put my brass knuckles on my hand.
He's a fucking meta!
I'll give it a kiss. Goodness. See you in a night.
Yeah, he just stops. He just backs out. He backs up. He doesn't try and swing at you again. Eyeing you all the time with hatred, but... All right, I guess, as he tries to back up, you just slap him.
Yeah, yeah. Shouldn't try to gut me, should he? OCV. So, brass knuckles plus 1 OCV. Excellent.
You easily hit him for that.
Yeah, gives you 4 damage classes.
So, yeah, if it's just normal damage, that's extra 4d6.
Yeah, so, 5... 9, 11.
Oh, jeez.
So that's 12 body and 36 stun. With a punch.
Just roll your knockback.
So that's body minus 2d6. That is 8 hexes.
Yeah, you just punch him.
Smash him through the partition.
Yeah, you do. You hit him and he travels back out through the gym doors, straight through the partition behind himself and buries himself into the wall of what appears to be the locker room, sir, on the other side. And he's out cold.
Yeah, I'll go back over to this... weight bench and start doing some reps again.
You see, lie down, start doing some reps. And everyone in the gym is, the gym is just silent now. Everyone is just looking at you with confusion on their faces. They obviously are a mix of confusion and, anger and...
So I'm going to appear. Here.
So just for everyone else, so who
I'm,
is here.
I'm directly in front of the owner, Mr. Findel.
So you just go, boom!
And I'm going to try and mind control him.
Really? Okay.
I've got a feeling he's got a bit of a... So I've got a roller to hit.
You're doing it.
What do I get off that OCV?
It's your ECV.
ECV is 8.
Yeah, you feel your mind contact his.
Right. So now it's...
What are you trying to do, though? Remember, you have to sort of declare the level you want to affect him first.
I want him to sit down and be calm. So, will that be against his nature, or...?
Well, yeah, that you don't really know. I have to make that call, but yeah, so roll your attack. Or roll your damage, should I say.
All right, so it's 19.
Yeah, so you reach out with your mind and tell him to sit down and calm himself down. And yeah, he looks at you, you know, starts a little bit when you appear, sort of shrugs, pulls up the office, the chair, sits in it, looks at you. So remember, you're only influencing him. You've not got, you're not dominating him or anything. And he looks at you and he says, he said there was more than one of you, he thought. You must be the other one. So, as I said to your friend, what do you want?
We have some questions for you. So I'll get my card out. I'm from MI7. Do we have cards?
You do, yeah.
We've got warrants. Yeah.
Very impressive. Ask your questions. I've nothing to hide.
So, I'm going to use my telepathy and try and read his mind. Oh, I've got the wrong character sheet up. Because it was 9, I'm sure it was 9d6. Yeah, it is. Oh, I've got it there. I've made a macro. So, do I need to hit, or...?
You do indeed.
Oh, you help. 7 or lower.
Yeah, you feel right. Yourself connect.
Proby.
55.
So again, remember you meant to make that call of how deep you're trying to probe before you are. But yeah, we're getting used to mind powers. It's a bit different.
So what I wanted to do was searches. So you've got your what's going off, then you've got deep stuff, then you've got memories, haven't you?
Yeah, surface thoughts, deep thoughts,
so
memory.
Deep thoughts then, because I want to know what is.
Are you trying to do this quietly?
Yeah.
So that he doesn't know you're doing it. Is that the... So remember, that makes it quite a bit harder.
Plus 30 then. Yeah.
And what I'm looking for is he dealing with somebody else over the information that he's gathering?
You probe into his mind, and although, he does feel a bit stronger than the average person, but... You'd expect that, you know, he seems to be a figure of authority. He's probably quite strong-willed. Still, can't resist your deep probe. These aliens with these alien-looking people with their deep probes.
He needs an obvious accessible focus, doesn't he?
be the probe. Like the pen out of Men in Black.
I know. Be a lot bigger than that.
They'll think it's a lot bigger.
So, you know, as you make that connection, he gets an automatic resist. You made it by 10, which means he gets -2 to his breakout roll.
Breakout. Do, 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 do.
Do, 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 do. Swing out, sister.
Ooh.
He's close. But he doesn't throw you off. You know, you feel the mental barriers that you'd expect someone to throw down. It's a subconscious thing, you know, it's not something... It's try to come down, but your connection is just too strong. Yeah, so, sorry, again, what did you want to know? Is he working with somebody else? Yes.
Him sort of gathering information from that guy that we've just beaten up. See if I can see him, and then the information coming in. And seeing what he's doing with that information. If he has another contact.
Yeah, he does have another contact, yeah. That contact is...
I can sense the name Bill.
Bill Withers.
Yeah, so yeah, he has got a contact. The information that he's been getting, he's been passing to... one of the local MPs by the name of Jonathan Withers. I'll steal that. He doesn't really know.
All right, then.
No, he's the deputy prime minister.
I know.
Was he accepting money for it? Can I see that?
No, The only money he receives is the payment that he passes on. Doing it to further the...
the far-right cause.
Yeah, the children of the Empire. Because Jonathan Withers is also a member, although not openly. He's openly conservative, but...
Mm.
And he knows Withers is doing something with this information, but he has no real idea what. It's not his place to ask, sort of.
Okay. I'll just look at him and go,
lead.
Thank you for answering my questions. Farlak! Come here. Yes.
Come in.
He looks a bit confused just for a second. And then raises one eyebrow. He said something about that.
About what? Stand behind Farlak.
Jono. It's time.
Jono.
No, my name's not Jono.
And one of the...
my name's Payne.
One of the guys, you know, in the reception area stands up. Obviously, yeah, big skinhead bloke. And he went, what? Can I go? What? I got a free reign. Go for what?
I'm going to mind.
They need to disappear.
Farlak, we need to take him in.
I'll make a grab for him.
So I'm going to look around for this Jono.
So yeah, one guy stood up. It's obvious. It's this.
Right. I'm going to try and mind control him.
Okay. And so for that, we will need what? When do you act?
3, 6, 9, 12. Yeah, but mine goes off my ego because I don't move or. But it
6, 9, 12.
It's 3, 6, 9, 12.
Yeah, speed, but then it's ego instead of dex. Quick.
Yeah, I think that's what I've put because my dex is low anyway.
What's your ego?
My ego is 23.
Yeah, sad. You attack with the speed of thought.
Yeah,
exactly.
Jim and this chap act at the same time.
Ooh.
Jim, I will let you go first because he needs to move.
Okay, so if I want to bring my force field up and do an ego attack...
Yeah, you
do, get do one- it.
His body, you know, begins to cover with, like, short brown hair as he sort of swells in size, maybe growing to about 8 foot tall... Huge horns sprout from like his head as his legs bend backwards and his whole body bulks out phenomenally, looking like a sort of half bull, half man thing.
It's a Minotaur.
Yeah, it is a Minotaur. Yeah, he's like a Minotaur. And he roars and gets ready to, charge over.
Right.
But you're slightly. Well, you're both the same speed.
Right. Well, I go, Farlak is yours. I'm going to do an ego attack on Mr. Findel.
Okay.
Okay.
Fucking, I can't take him on. Right.
Use your mind against him.
I don't think it's going to do much.
You've made fucking that soldier's brain fucking burst like scanners. Anyway. Okay. You for him then.
9 or lower.
Yeah, you easily attack his mind.
What, the boss? Mm. Yeah, okay. So that is 5d6.
21 points of stun.
21 points of stun. 21 points of stun.
Hey, knock him out.
Fuck.
I just reach into his mind and mentally and slap it about.
Cerebral cortex.
He passes out.
Sad.
His matey's charging you, though.
Matey can't see Jim at the moment. He's behind that partition wall.
Right, okie dokie.
Contrary to what you might think. Oh, for fuck's sake.
You can't move him. He's motionless.
He charges, but he doesn't charge through the wall. And he sees Jim as he crowns the corner. Sorry, Jim, but he was going through the door. He wasn't smashing through the wall. And he tries to charge you. I know, it's this huge mountain of a fucking bestial thing charges around the corner and tries to hit you.
Mm-hmm.
Right, he's told him to kill you. So he tries to gore you with his horns.
Can I dodge?
You can abort to dodge, yeah.
Sound.
So you abort to dodge. So that improves your... Oh, yeah, he misses.
Well, for fuck's sake.
But just remember, you've aborted your next action.
Mm.
And Fabak, it's you. You see, you know, through that hole in the wall, you know, there, you see it charge down, realizing that, oh, fuck, when it comes around, if it's coming around the door, it's going to see Jim.
Tries to gore him on the way around.
Yeah.
Oi, ugly fucker. You think that's big, do you? And yeah, I'll trace the whole of my tattoo. And, unleash the beast.
Okie dokie.
So I grew to 12 foot tall.
So, yeah, you grow towering over this thing. And luckily this is an industrial unit, so the ceilings are pretty high.
Yeah, well, if he could grow high, I can.
Yeah, I mean, he's...
But higher.
He's a good 3 or 4 feet shorter than you.
Yeah. You fucking bastard. You leave my friend alone.
Are you doing anything else?
I'll try and hit him. So I'll have to move... I'll move up one. And, yeah, so... Hit DCV or 3 or lower.
Is that what you rolled? So,
no. That's what I've got to hold, because I mean, it's an area of effect, isn't it?
Oh, God. You're using your club?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The big fuck-off club. So, OCV is 6. So, yep. I hit.
Yeah, you definitely hit.
And that is...
Fucking hell.
Right, so that's 20 body and 68 stun.
Fucking hell. Oh, five sixes. How many sixes?
I got 5 sixes.
Oh.
So yeah, 20 body, 68 stun.
Get knocked back.
Yeah, roll your knocked back.
So 9... Hexes.
9 hexes.
Unless he's got any...
Knockback resistance.
So you knock him back 9 hexes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, you slam your club into him.
Knock him out of the building.
It's a 12-foot-long club. And smash him clean through the changing rooms and out the outer wall of the building.
Batter up.
Just roll 4d6.
So, is that body and stun?
Just stun,
8.
Yeah, you just batter him through the building and he disappears outside. Oh, man.
Just look around. Anyone else? Because we're taking him with us.
No one else moves. There's a few open jaws.
See, you're not all cracked up to what you think you are you? Hey, right.
Dirty fascists. I'll lumber out the holes that I've made and see if this
thing's stirring. Oh, you need to come back in and grab him.
in a minute.
Just calm down.
Make sure he's not coming back.
Okay.
So, yeah, you follow the trail of destruction through the building. Just roll me a perception.
Oh, made it by 1.
Yeah, as you get about halfway through the locker rooms, you see this thing charging back through the hole.
Okay.
It looks a bit disheveled. But it's still on its feet.
Okay.
And it's let me roll a perception for it as well.
So what a round is it then? I know I'd got to miss one, but...
Yeah, I think we can pretty much waive that now.
Right, I'm going to turn invisible.
Yeah, it charges in. You sort of both meet eyes at the same